I can just imagine like this angel sitting there's like he's holding it up on top of the water. And he's like, go get the stick. And he's like, I can't believe this miracle. And the whole time the angel's going, ew, 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 ew. This is so gross.
Somebody take this from me. Somebody take this from me. In the Old Testament, the Jordan River was called the River of Death. I hate this river. I hate this river. Yes, the most iconic flying toy of all time did not start with NASA, as I thought its roots were in NASA, but with a slice of blueberry pie.
You sure Wham-O didn't make NASA?
They probably did. They probably did.
I'm telling you, I think the 1930s, 40s, 50s obviously were very underrated. That's good. Well done.
I'm going to blur that out.
The 30s, you should. Like it's like it's naked.
I think that's 30s, where the Frisbees came from.
30s, 40s, and 50s were terribly underrated.
Very underrated.
We have like technology now. All the technology, all the things that have happened in the past 20 years, and by that 20 years time frame, get out, exercise, enjoy life.
Yeah.
Now it's stay home, you hermits. You need to, if you have to talk to somebody, we'll get you a microphone.
The only thing that can even compare to that generation of Slinkies and Frisbees and toys, the only thing that's opened up in the last 5 years is Wrath Buddies. That's the only thing that can even compare 100%. To it. Only thing to compare.
And it's biblical.
Very, very biblical. Very biblical. I can't get to the seventh-day timer while kids on a phone.
How does the...
Today's episode is brought to you by Wrath Buddies, the toy company boldly walking the line between spiritual formation and accidental injury. Their newest release, Exploding Jericho Josh, the first Bible-based action figure designed to teach kids about obedience, Old Testament warfare, and righteous demolition.
I can't get through this one every time I try to read it. I've had this for a month.
I know. Just wind him up, set the 7-day timer, and watch as Josh marches around your living room in total silence. Just wind him up, set the 7-day timer, and watch as Josh marches around your living room in total silence until he unleashes a heavenly howl, collapses a wall of foam bricks, and shouts, "Take the land!" at a decibel that will make your golden retriever question his salvation. Each Josh comes with 7 trumpets, 1 collapsible fortress, and a parental warning label that reads, "May cause conviction and or drywall damage." Wrath Buddies, because Bible time should come with goggles. Available at Leviticus-themed toy aisles everywhere.
Didn't Wrath Buddies begin with Jericho Josh?
Exploding Jericho Josh, yes.
Sorry, Exploding Jericho Josh. He's not from Jericho.
No.
He's here to make it explode.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, speaking of biblical, so each of these episodes, we probably need to talk about something with the Bible. So my question is, what do you got?
Nothing. You know how I be.
So here's what I got. So
I didn't bring anything to the table for this one.
Good to know. So here's what I got. So a couple weeks ago,
Silverback gorillas.
You and I teach on Wednesday nights. We teach a group of students.
Yeah.
We alternate the lessons that we teach. You were in a series that you had created a long time ago. And so you were teaching the series to the students and you were going through it. And then there was the last one you were supposed to do. You were sick or something was happening or whatever. You couldn't be here. So you call me day of.
Yeah, I just didn't have anything, so I just called out.
I can't remember what I was supposed to preach tonight, so I'm going to ask you.
I'm just going to leave.
So you asked me, you said, hey, could you
do it?
The black lung. So
that was my problem.
You called me and you said, hey, can you take tonight? And I said, sure. And so I was like, okay, what do I do? Do I teach an old lesson I have or something that I've preached before or something? And our Wednesday nights, just so everybody knows, like kind of how we roll. So we've got a little game, some stupid game that we do with students. And then, usually with cups and ping pong balls.
It is.
Always cups.
I didn't realize how many different games you could play with cups.
Thousands.
Millions.
And the best part is like games. One of the things, can I just say this about ministry?
No.
Like one of the things about ministry is, it is not that hard to entertain teenagers.
It's not,
like, it's not just not. People are like, oh, you got to have some super high-tech whatever. You got to spend a ton of money. No. We spent like $40 on 200 and something, 500 cups. I don't know, tons of cups. Mm-hmm. And
still using them.
Still use them. Like, we spent that money a year ago.
Yeah, it was last year.
Just stacks of different color cups, plastic cups, blue cups, green cups, purple cups, and orange cups, yeah. Right? Those are our four colors.
We don't use the red Solos.
We don't use the red ones, no. We voted not to use the red ones. But, like, I mean, you can... It's crazy the amount of games that you can come up with. And so we usually do a cup game at the beginning, right? You pit students against each other. Like one of my favorite ones, I don't know if you remember the night, it's been almost a year ago now, but it was you tape a cup to the floor and you drop cups from a certain height. Yeah. And it's got a stack on them, right? Yeah, yeah. And it's harder to do. And you drop them from, like, I think we had like a 4-foot bar set up or something. You had to drop them from there. And it had four students going against each other. And it was timed. Whoever had the most at the end of like 2 minutes or something won the game. And nobody had done more than like three, you know, in the rounds that we had. And then I'll never forget, like, the hype. It was getting so intense. And one of the students in 2 minutes got all 12 of them on there, and everybody went nuts. And I mean, it was like, after it was over, I thought, man, I can call it a night and be fine. And it was like, oh wait, we have to teach the Bible.
This is like what the like reunion in heaven will be like.
There's going to be stacks of cups everywhere, and everybody's going to be dropping them onto the cup on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it was, and everybody at the moment, even the other competitors were watching. It was like 9 cups, 10 cups, 11 cups. It's like the last one.
It was down to the last second.
Yes. And it was like, as he dropped, it dropped on the last buzzer, went off, and everybody went nuts. Even the other competitors were like, yeah. It's like, this student ministry is so easy. So easy. So go buy some cups at, you know, your local superstore. It's a couple bucks.
I kind of suggest cups. You do it on Sunday morning with the old people.
They you know what? That much energy may raise blood pressure. Like, there'd be heart attack victims.
Yeah, it's true.
It was crazy. It's fun. Anyway, so we start out with a game. Then we go into worship, right? We have a student band. It's all student led. Got a drummer, got the bass guy, got the guitar and the singers and harmonies and all that. They lead worship, usually a couple songs.
Yeah.
And then either you or I get up and teach. And it's a sermon, right? I mean, we're preaching. It's not just a, it's not like small group discussion time or anything. It's like, we're going
to
preach.
They try to chime in. We're like, shut your mouth.
Exactly. Sit down and shut up, punks.
Student ministry is the best.
We teach. So that's absolutely awesome. So we go and we do that. So the day that you said you couldn't be there, I was like, okay, where do I go? And I was like, I'm going to look back through some sermons I've done before with students at different ministries and things. And I was like, you know, I had just read in, I was reading through the Old Testament, and I'd come across a story that I had taught before a long time ago, but it was in 2 Kings. And we went through a series called the Character Series.
That may have been one of my favorite series I've ever been through.
One of mine as well. And so much so, if you remember, I took some of those Character Series Wednesday night sermons and turned them into Sunday morning, like, for everybody sermons, because they're that good.
Even so much, Wrath Buddies got a hold of them.
That's where Wrath
Wrath Buddies is like, hey,
Wrath Buddies came from our Character Series.
It really did.
It was like, this person needs to have a little light shown on them.
Yeah.
There's something here.
Absolutely.
Let's talk. So the Character Series, that's where... you taught a lesson on a guy named Bezalel, right? So when you taught that lesson that night, I thought, how have I never discovered this? Like, I've read about him, but I've never, like, so you put the story together. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to teach the whole service, the whole church this. And so I went and did a deep dive on it, and it was like, found out he was the very first guy in the Bible that was sent to that had the Holy Spirit filled up in him. Like, the first person God filled with the Spirit.
Moses didn't even have that.
Moses didn't have it.
Probably because he was a murderer, but...
he killed the Egyptian and buried him. Nobody's going to find this guy.
I didn't do nothing. Holy Spirit can't live in you.
Yeah. And so, so Bezalel, you had... the judges are always fun.
Oholiab.
Oholiab was another one you did, the fabric guy.
Great with fabric.
He's awesome. And did one of the coolest things ever, like, created... The separation of, like, man and God.
The tent of meeting.
Created the tent of meeting. Powerful, awesome stuff. So we learned about those kind of things. Students went crazy over the series.
Yeah.
So much so, we did it for like 9 or 10 months, and we didn't even want to stop it.
And after we told them we were going to stop it, they got mad.
Yeah. So we extended it. It kept going because it was like, this is too good. And it was like taking these guys in the Bible and, like, working through their stories, and guys and girls in the Bible. We talked about some of the females in the Bible. Just awesome. And So as I was thinking about, so I've been thinking about that series a lot.
Right.
It's where Wrath Buddies came from, right? Yeah. A sponsor. Probably
that's why they're
probably the sponsor of this episode.
That's why they're sponsoring us.
That's because we gave them the idea. They started creating toy lines.
And they are knocking it out of the park.
They are absolutely knocking it out of the park. You'll see a lot more from Wrath Buddies. can't wait to hear where their stuff is going next. But so I was thinking about it. That series has been on my mind, and I can't seem to shake it. And the more we started this podcast, it was like, okay, this all of this was probably born from that character series.
I bet it was. I feel like it really was.
Even the things we've talked about in the test run. So our audience doesn't know, our viewers don't know, our faithful Thunder Buddies.
Thunder Buddies!
Listen, if you are a faithful follower of our podcast, you are officially a Thunder Buddy. Welcome to the Thunder Buddy Network.
Sorry.
So, Thunder Buddies. So, we're thankful that you're here.
Yeah.
But as faithful followers, we have a... I lost my train of thought.
Just the mere thought of Thunder Buddies.
Just the mere thought of being a Thunder Buddy.
Being the character series, it was all boring because we were doing trial runs before.
Oh, yeah. So we've recorded all these trial runs before. And in the trial, so this is not our first episode that we've recorded. We've recorded about six.
Most of them horribly inappropriate.
Horribly inappropriate. But we're trying to find our voice, right? Trying to figure out, okay,
who
are we?
You think this was inappropriate? It was real bad.
There was some that didn't make it to air. But the one of them had to do with one of the Wrath Buddies. His character, some things that happened in the story, and the exploding Jericho Josh,
okay.
that guy.
Oh,
and so there was some things about his story that we dug into the Bible a little bit and tried to figure out some things. And
so here's the thing about scripture is it tells you. Oh, you're laughing. It tells you a story.
Here's the thing about the Bible. Let me explain something
about the Bible you've never heard before. I'm sure you have. But here's the thing about the Bible. In Scripture, like, it tells you the story you need to know, but there's other stuff going on, right? I mean, there has to be. It doesn't tell
the Scripture does not say every single detail, correct?
It doesn't, because there's a million plus people.
Even the New Testament, even in the Gospels, it's like, we couldn't write everything Jesus did, because it would have filled every book and every library and all the pages,
and
every
page in the world. While Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, then you've got... Peter, James, and John, his inner circle, went with him.
Yep.
What's Andrew doing?
He's doing something.
We're going to find out. Just kidding.
Tune in next week. No, just kidding. Yeah.
No, you got to think, like, there's other stuff going on.
Yes.
And that's what kind of spurred that conversation you're talking about.
That was inappropriate. So, anyway, okay. All that to say, so as I was thinking about that Wednesday night, I preached in 2 Kings. Because the characters in the Bible are really awesome. They're very, we can learn a lot from them.
Right.
But also there's certain things about some of these guys that should be inspirational for us and should be like, oh, he did something great. I want to strive to that.
Right.
Also, he did something stupid. I want to not do that. Right. So I thought about the guy, Elisha. Now, Elisha was one that we like kind of mentioned, but he has a lot of things in the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. So we talked about Elijah. I remember the Elijah talk, the Mount Carmel. It's what we talk about typically with Elijah.
Yeah.
You know, him outrunning a chariot. He's fast, right?
Right.
Obviously. Him praying for no rain, then praying for rain, then like believing in faith, rain's coming, and like all the things Elijah did. Elijah's kind of the, the fire prophet.
Right.
There's a wrath buddy, a flaming Elijah.
Yes.
He's a wrath buddy.
He's a wrath buddy.
But here's what, there's a guy that came after Elijah named Elisha.
Right.
Right. Elisha. Elisha had some incredible miracles. In fact, I preached this on that night that you were out. I preached one of the miracles that Elisha had done. But he had there was, and I can't remember, I didn't write it down here. He has recorded twice as many miracles as Elijah does, but we don't ever hear about him. Right? It's like he's very non talked about.
Right.
And so. Elisha was a miracle working guy. He had a lot of miracles. He was a traveling preaching machine. He also had a school that he trained up young ministers in. So he would train up these young guys to be, you know, to hopefully be the prophets of the future. So he believed in the next generation.
School of hard knocks.
School of hard knocks. So he does a building project in 2 Kings 6. I'll just kind of give it to you. I won't tell you all the notes. I'll just kind of tell you. But like, so he builds this school. As he's building the school, he doesn't like raise capital funds. He doesn't, you know, like go and talk to a construction company. He doesn't do anything we would do today. He tells these young men that are in his school, he's like, all right, guys, go get you a tool. Let's go build it. And they're like, all right, boss, we're in. So they go to build it.
Okay.
Well, one of the guys, as he's building, they're chopping wood down by the river.
Down by the river.
Elisha's parked a van down by the river for them to stay in.
Let me tell you.
Okay. So Elisha's down here. They're by the river. So this teenager is chopping up this wood, and as he's doing it, the axe head falls off, and it goes into the river.
Right.
Well, he freaks out. He tells Elisha, he's like, boss, I've made a mistake. I've lost this axe head. It's fallen into the river, and it's borrowed. Which, to me, was like, okay, we read through that, and we'll just read it as a story. Elisha says, okay, where did it fall in at? He said, it fell in right here. So Elisha takes a stick, throws it in the water, and the axe head floats, comes up to the top. He's like, go get it, get back to work. And so he goes and gets it, puts it back on it, and he goes back to work. Now, there's 1,000 things about this story that's crazy, right?
Right, right.
One, I thought, this is a weird thing to have in the Bible. Yeah. Until you look back in the Old Testament, until you look back into the law, I think I may have written it in here somewhere. Let's see. These are not my notes I preached from, by the way. These are just things I wrote down. I don't have the exact reference. I'll put it on the screen whenever I get it. So there's a law that says if you accidentally kill somebody,
okay.
For instance, this says this in the Bible. For instance, if you go out into the woods to chop trees and your axe head flies off, and kills somebody, here's the way you handle that situation. So apparently axe heads fall off all the time in the Old Testament. So much so Moses had to be like, let's put this one on the books. Whenever you're chopping trees in the wood, if you happen to do it and your axe head falls off and it cuts the next guy and kills him.
Somebody could have been a millionaire, but like, we cut down on all the murders.
You know what it was? There was some scientist that made a glue, but it only stuck for a little while.
Yeah, it's working. It's working. Oh, man.
It stopped working. So
little Timmy, no.
Yeah. He's such a good lumberjack. As they're doing this, so the story that I kind of taught, the way the moral was like, this kid borrowed a tool. And first of all, there's also a lot of laws about whenever you borrow a tool, like you typically pay back, like not only the thing that you lost, also you have to give a double portion. And so the idea was if he's lost this borrowed tool, it was going to cost more to replace it, and it would probably shut the whole building project down, probably. And so as he does it, this kid freaks out. And so I was like, what the kid does though is he immediately admits when he did something wrong. So he said immediately, I confess, I made a mistake. He didn't try to solve it himself. He didn't try to figure it out. We all need to be that kind of person, right?
Right.
As soon as we make a mistake, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. We should do that in our marriages. We should do that in our parenting. We should do that in our friendships. We should do that in every aspect of life, right? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. And then what's crazy about the whole story is you go to a man of God and you say, hey, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. And the man of God's like, all right, let's fix it. It's like, What? How do we fix this? And it's just a miracle.
No big
and he's
deal.
Like, where the axe head fall in? Well, it fell in there, but the water's so murky in the Jordan River where they were building outside of Jericho. There was like, I mean, this is a problem. And so Elisha's like, tosses a stick in it. And Elisha's like, there it is, get it. And he walks away. And Elisha's not like, let's stop and celebrate what the Lord has done. Let's all build an altar right here and do this. He's just like, yeah, God's working because he always works in my life. Now move on. Get back to work, kid. Like, he does it. So I thought, this is a miracle.
Right.
Like, this iron is floating to the top of the river.
Which iron, that doesn't happen.
It does not happen.
Because it didn't. It sank.
It sank. The kid freaks out, and the man of God's like, oh, it's okay. God's got this. Where'd it go in? And I'll direct the holy angel where to take the thing from, right? He's like, I'm just going to throw a stick in there.
You think the angel was like, it's real dark and dirty. Can you at least...
It's really murky. I can't see where it went. Can I...
How can I do this? I don't want to fish around too much. Yeah.
But I wonder, like...
An angel sticks his hand in there. Oh, God, it's slimy. Ew, ew. Yeah.
Something was moving. As he's doing this, this miracle happens. I got to think... This teenage guy, so I kind of played the story out whenever I was there on Wednesday night teaching those students. Like, let's play the story out. And this kid's now 30 years old, 15 years later.
Okay.
This was probably a spiritual marker in his life.
I would hope so. It made it to the Bible.
Yeah, he should remember this one forever. Yeah. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask this kid, wherever he's at, I'll be like, hey, dude, tell me about the axe head thing, because it doesn't make any sense to me. And he's going to be like, I was having a panic attack.
Don't ax me. That's what he's going to say to
you.
That's
exactly what he's going to say. Ask the big guy. He'll let you know.
Get it?
Then I look over to Elisha and he's like, not me, the other guy.
Yeah.
The one that actually did it.
And please stop telling that joke. Yeah. That's still not funny.
I taught you better than that in school, bro. So anyway, as this happens, I thought, can you imagine this kid telling his story in his testimony? Right? Because we all tell testimonies of like what God did. This kid was having a panic attack.
Right.
Willing to go to his teacher and like the guy that he respected the most and be like, I've made up a huge mistake. I've screwed up bad. I have screwed up so bad. I've made the biggest mistake ever. I need some help.
Right.
And then the best part was to me, the man of God was like, you know how the older you get, the more that you see God do, I don't want to say the less impressed you are, but like the more you almost expect it.
You expect it, yes.
You expect it because you've seen it.
Yeah.
And so if somebody comes to you that's a new Christian and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't pay the bills this week. I can't eat. I don't know what's going to happen. Be like, hey, God's got you. And then like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, here you go. And
let
like,
me tell you how poor I am.
Yeah. You've got twice as much money as I've ever had. So
yeah, trust me, you're fine.
Yeah, you'll be okay. But like, I just think about those guys that are of that more. And that's why I was telling the students, like, be around those kind of guys.
Right, 100%.
That are, I call stick throwers.
Ooh.
I want to be a stick thrower.
Hey, if you're a Thunder buddy, you're typically a stick thrower.
You're typically a stick thrower. Because you say, God's got you. Here, I'll show you.
And here's the thing. It doesn't make sense.
No. No laws of physics, no laws of nature. Everything was wrong here.
Makes no sense. Let me tell you a quick story about a stick thrower in our life.
Okay.
When our dad, I remember there was someone who was elderly, about to pass away. All this stuff. Well, my wife was actually there. I'm not going to tell all those details, but she was there during this process.
She
wasn't the one
holding a murder weapon or something?
No,
was
like, no, not
this person
time.
Was about to die. They didn't know it.
They didn't know.
But my wife walked in.
I don't want to share who it was.
I got you.
My wife was in this room, and our dad showed up too. Mm-hmm. And so he came in, and he just started.
Were you all married at the time?
Yeah, we were already married.
Okay.
So we were standing there. I remember I got a call from my wife right after this, and she was like, crying, but also kind of laughing. And I was like, you sound a little psychotic right now. Yeah. What's going on?
Welcome to the Thunder Buddy family.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Look at this. So I remember her saying, she goes, you'll never believe what just happened. And I was like, oh, what's going on? And she said, this person's gone home to be with the Lord now. And I'm like, oh man, you know, so it kind of hit me hard. I knew this person very well. I was like, yeah. Oh man, that's sad. And she said, let me tell you what your dad just did. And I was like, uh-oh. What do you mean?
There's no telling what's about to happen.
And so here, I'll tell you what happened after this. I called my dad.
Yeah.
And me and my wife went over to their house to talk to him. I said, hey, so tell me what happened. He said, it was no big deal. He said, that's crazy. He says, no big deal. I just got there. Family was gathered around. I put this person's hand in my hand, held on, just prayed, said, your family's here, and we all know it's like you've claimed it's time to go. So whenever you're ready, like it's Jesus is ready to see you face to face.
Yeah.
And at that moment, this person took their last breath. And it was like this sense of
yeah.
And they Dad said, he was like, all right, she's now in the presence of the Lord. Didn't do anything, right. Just said these things and turned around, just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
And my wife and some of the people that were around all went, looking around like, what just happened? And I remember asking Dad, I was like, Dad, what did you do? He said, nothing. I just prayed. You know, I was like, all right, this is about to happen. I can just, everybody just knows. Like, and then, I mean, very, very sick. Mm-hmm. Knew it was going to happen. So yeah, I'm just going to pray. And
sometimes people need permission.
They did. And that's what it was.
And they take permission from a spiritual person, right?
Yes. So and this person, Dad said, hey, you know what? Let's pray. And it's okay to let, it's okay now. It's okay. You can let go and enter into the presence of the Lord. And at that moment, the last breath was given. This person went to be with the Lord, and everybody's freaking out. And I remember Dad had this stoic look on his face. And I was like, I remember talking to him later. I'm like, Dad, that's insane. Like, you just pray. He goes, son, that happens all the time. And when he told me that, I went,
Dad to visit you.
And then when I was in the hospital, like the next year, I remember he walked in the room and I was like, get this man.
Get out. Security. Security.
He said every time I was in the hospital, I'll share that in a different podcast, but I was in the hospital. That was like a week long trip. Like, it was crazy. But I remember Dad walked in the room and my blood pressure, everything skyrocketed. Yeah. Nurses came running in and they're like, what happened? I said, he walked in the room.
But
you don't understand. He prays in hospital rooms and stuff happens.
It's crazy. But I remember he prayed and this happened. He said, son, this happens all the time. I went, no, it doesn't.
Right.
He said, this is common. I went, this is not common. This is so not common.
Yeah.
And I said, this just happens. And it was one of those moments where it's like when you're so in tune with the Lord and you're one of those stick throwers.
Yeah.
He wasn't surprised that God did what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
He was like, this is going to happen. Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, I walked in, I felt it, you know, I've been praying, I've been seeking after the Lord.
Yeah.
I know what this person's wishes. I know it's gonna happen. And like it was immediately that permission
I
would like to, it was insane. And he was like the stoic and then kind of chuckled, like, why do you not believe this? I'm like,
right,
I do.
Yeah. I almost imagine Elisha as he throws the stick in and the kid's like, how did this happen? Pick up the axe head, go get back to work. Like, what did you expect to happen? Did you expect to lose it forever?
Do you think he threw it in and just went ahead and started turning around? He's like
a Steph Curry three.
Yes. He was. Yeah. Elisha throws it in. He turns around. He's like, go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
And the kid's
get back
like,
to work.
The kid's watching turn around. He's like, get what? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then again,
it wasn't this like, let's all, you know, now have a worship service and celebrate what it is. That's the thing about like people that walk with the Lord like crazy. And I do feel like our dad was like that way. I remember a time whenever we had no money and like I had no money, like none at all. And I owed everybody everything. And I didn't have enough money for groceries. And it was like, okay, what do we do? And I remember him saying, I'll pray for you. I'm like, okay, Dad, appreciate that. Can you pray for me while slipping me a 20? You know, and he's like, he's like, I don't have $20.
And he didn't.
And so he prayed. I gave, I gave what I had to the church. Felt like it was what I needed to do. And like the Lord, and that's another story for another day too. But like, that was like, we've got a lot of those. And honestly, in my mailbox that week, like two gift cards showed up with no address on them. There was no address. Somebody had illegally put something in my mailbox.
Like, I appreciate it, but you're going to jail.
Yeah. No name, no nothing. And it was like, and it was to the closest grocery store to my house. And I didn't live close to the church.
No, you didn't.
And so it was like, what is happening? And honestly, I remember calling Dad and being like, you're never going to believe what happened. He's like, I told you. It's like, I've thrown enough sticks into enough rivers and seen enough miracles that I just know it's going to work. You got to get around stick throwers because they are hilarious and awesome. Of course, you're going to be like, the axe head floated, the axe head floated. He's like, get back to work. What are you doing?
We've got work to do. So that's that's another question I had too. Like, you know, you hear about Elisha and when he was surrounded and he told his assistant, he's like, God opened his eyes so he can see around and he sees the chariots of fire and he sees the how the enemy was surrounded. Like, do you think he saw an angel and he's like, dude, here, he threw the stick in, and he's like, what's happening? He's like, I can just imagine, like, this angel sitting there, like, he's holding it up on top of the water, and he's like, go get the stick. And he's like, I can't believe this miracle. And the whole time, the angel's going, ew, 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 ew. This is so gross.
Somebody take this from me. In the Old Testament, the Jordan River was called the River of Death. I hate this river.
It's so gross.
I either like to stop it from flowing, I don't like to get in it.
Anytime God's people need to go through it, I'll stop it. Let it you walk through because it's gross in here. Please get this accent away from me.
It's great. Yeah.
So
great.
I think we need to talk more about Elisha in the next episode.
I think we should.
Because he's got double the miracles that Elijah did.
Straight up bears. I mean.
Bears mauling kids.
Great.
And you know that he loved the children, the next generation, because he had schools for them.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more intense that he called out bears for him. But, I mean, he multiplied food.
He was vain. That's what it was.
Yeah. Do not talk about my baldness. Elisha was also bald, which is I'm a big fan.
Go get the axe head. All right, Baldy.
What did you say? Yeah. Sling the axe head up. I'm going to accidentally kill you in the woods with this axe head.
Yeah. I'm going to stick Yogi on you here in a minute.
Oh, man. So if we could teach everybody one thing, it would be... Get around stick throwers. Go find you a stick thrower.
Spiritual sticks.
Spiritual sticks. Not Shamgar sticks.
Yeah.
Don't be around that kind of stick thrower. I think he used his ox goat as a javelin.
I think he looked crazy.
I think it wasn't just like swinging the ox goat. I think he was throwing it.
I think he looked insane.
Oh, he had to. Yeah. As did Elisha. Hey, thank you for tuning into this episode of Sons of Thunder, and we will see you next time.
Peace out.
Welcome to the thunderstorm.
Welcome to the thunderstorm, Thunder Buddies.
We were going to call you Thunder Bros, but we felt like Thunder Buddies is a bit more fun family.
You made your Thunder Buddies.
Welcome to the Thunder Buddy Network. Welcome.
You can be a Thunder Bro, but it's the Thunder Buddy Network.
Thunder Buddy Network to be an assistant Thunder Bro. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.